The post-match interview.
Back here at Adelaide Oval. Unfortunately, the Cats suffering their second loss of season 2019. But we go down into the Cats' rooms where I believe Brendan Shakes is with Tommy Stewart. Brendan, come on in.
Yeah, we've got Tommy Stewart right here for you. Here's Tom Stewart.
Tommy, thanks for joining us. Kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Mark Neal. Disappointing tonight. Is it a game you never felt like you got any flow in?
Nah, not really, boys, to be fair. It was a bit of a slog out there, as you probably could have seen on the telecast. But, yeah, we'll assess during the week and we'll figure out what went wrong and how they beat us, and we'll come back with something next week.
Their pressure was intense throughout most of the contest. Is it something you picked up on early?
Yeah. They were ferocious. They're really, really contested ball.
Sorry, Tom. Sorry we lost you there down in the room. Just that question again was that I asked you was just, did you notice early that their pressure was really on?
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, don't need reception. Very good underground. But they're intent, and as you guys were saying, their contested ball is their brand of footy. They get a lot of numbers around the footy, and their intent's really, really, really good. And unfortunately, we weren't great early, so it allowed their pressure to come into the game.
Tommy, you weren't able to create any opportunities seemingly sort of going forward. I know you'd play down the other end of the ground, but we've seen all year you've been able to create sort of one-on-ones for your forwards. And tonight, there just sort of was no flow of ball movement. And Tommy Hawkins didn't get those opportunities that he's had previously in the year.
Yeah, no, you absolutely nailed that, Benny. I sort of think the way they played the game, they get a lot of clearances going ahead of the ball, and I feel as though when we did get opportunities to turn it over and attack back through them, they were really well set, and we sort of just kept kicking it straight to them. So our structures were well set, but I don't think we allowed our forwards to go to work up there.
In saying that, I mean, we just look, I know you probably haven't had a chance to look at some of the stats, and you may not care to look at the stats, but, you know, they all were in favour of Port Adelaide, and they seemed to sort of dominate you and dictate to you for most of the night, yet you look at the scoreboard and you've only conceded 9 goals and you've only lost by 11 points. So, you know, the capacity of the team to stay in the game, albeit you didn't win, obviously is, you know, something that you work with going forward.
Yeah, I mean, if we can take one positive out of the game is the fact that, as you said, most of the statistics, I'm not aware of what they are, but they would have well and truly been in their favour, and the fact that we can only sort of lose by 11 points and really give ourselves a shot. I mean, late, we fought a few shots late and we gave ourselves a chance, but unfortunately we just didn't come up good enough tonight.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Speaking with Vanquished Cat Tom Stewart, here's Mark Neild.
G'day, Tom. Just to follow on from that point from Ben and the one that you made, I was going to ask you what the coach said at three-quarter time, but that's a stupid question because no one ever remembers. But we're just having a look here on Twitter and from the Cats fans, it's a very measured response, and they're talking about things such as fighting it out to the end and they're proud of you boys, and that's what we saw. Can you just give us a bit of an insight and to our listeners about what the talk was in that last quarter from your teammates and yourself?
Yeah, we have had a lot of belief in ourselves as a group. We knew we hadn't played well at all for three quarters and we were still in the game. So to go in at three-quarter time with a lot of belief, albeit we came up short, is something what we really love about this group, is we give ourselves every single chance, and like you said, we didn't win, but we did fight it out to the end, and that was the pleasing part.
Couple of positives also. Jordan Clark's performance tonight, just at times, he shows composure that belies a man who was only playing his 12th game.
Yeah, he's going to be a star, Jordan. I've said it before and I'll say it again. He's got a very good head on his shoulders, and he's going to play a lot of footy for this great football club.
And Tom Atkins too, just some time in the midfield he spent. He just provided a spark at some times when you needed it.
Yeah, he's a bull. We know what he provides up forward, and that's his tackling pressure and his intent around the ball. But when he goes up in the midfield, it's a really nice change-up for us, and he gets after it and he has a crack. So that's what we love about Axe.
The post-by bogey seems to come up, and it might be just us media that enjoy talking about it. Tom, is it? Matty Knights and Chris Scott said, look, it was only brought up once, and that was post the Richmond game. And you know, and Chris said during the week, a third of the group didn't know what he was talking about because you've changed over. But does it come into your mindset at all?
It would be sort of kidding ourselves if some of us didn't think about it, but to be honest, like you said, like a third of the group had no idea what Scotty was talking about, and the ones who did were trying to do our best to really, I suppose, that bravado of, you know, it doesn't really matter, and unfortunately it's happened again tonight, so we'll have a go again next year, I reckon.
Tommy, the game tonight, you know, I know you're still relatively inexperienced in terms of games, but you're one of the more sort of seasoned players the way you play the game. Do you try to do anything differently when you know from the get-go that the team seems to be on the back foot? Is the talk any different? Do you, or do the senior players do anything different to try and get that momentum back?
Not really. We sort of, like I said, we back our structures in a lot, and we really believe in the brand of footy that we've been playing this year. So, I mean, we'll tinker with a few things generally against the opposition and what they bring to the table, but we won't really change our structures too much unless we're really late in the game and trying to win the game off our own boot.
Well, I know, you know, it's by the by, it's a team game, but a little disappointing tonight for the milestones for Harry Taylor and Cam Guthrie, not to be able to get the job done, but in particular, Harry, just being, and you've spent your career alongside him, just being a wonderful warrior for the Geelong Footy Club.
He's as good as there is at Geelong. He's a special talent that doesn't come along too long, and the way he plays the game is incredible. He's brave, he's tough, he does everything for his teammates, and I'm absolutely shattered that we couldn't get it done for him tonight. And Cam as well. Cam's the ultimate team player. He's probably sacrifices a lot more than people else sort of understand. He's got an enormous talent, but he just sort of, he does exactly what the team needs every week, so I can't speak highly of both their characters.
Tom, just another one of your teammates, a younger player, and he's on the rise. He's got a hell of a lot of skill, and he must be a tough nut, Jack Henry. Did you get across at any stage just to make sure he's asking if his ribs are intact? I don't know whether you saw the bump or hit or whatever you call it from Hartlett.
I was right in front of it, and as you said, he's a tough bugger, and he was obviously hurting there for a bit, but he got up straight away and he kept playing, and I think he took a couple more intercepts after that. So he's a special kid, and he's tough as they come, Jack.
I know you've never forgotten where you come from, Tommy, but South Barham got the points today.
It's very good to hear. Very good to hear. That's St Albans.
They beat them by 5 points, so it was a bit tighter than Faz might have hoped for.
That's all right. 4 points, King.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, we really appreciate you having a chat to us. Always tough after a loss, but you're always very giving of your time on K-Rock, and we appreciate that. Look forward to seeing you in action on Friday night.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, Tommy.
Tom Stewart joining us on K-Rock Football.
The post-match interview.